cliffcentral.com.
And let's turn our attention to something that is far more practical and useful. And we were just talking about those floods in KwaZulu-Natal, and I was thinking actually about Jaco and what you do at Catalytic, Jaco, because obviously everybody who's listening to Cliff Central knows who Jaco is already. He does his own show on a Tuesday morning, which is called Unbundled, and he's going to be on today live a little bit later on. But your business, you guys actually help people with disaster recovery and backup. And this is really important, because I was just talking to Bagabantu and to Lebang about these floods in KZN with these people. These houses have just been like washed through with like mud and water. And you can imagine, if you're a business or you're just a private individual, all of your records are on some machine. And if that machine is on the ground floor and the water comes through, it's gone, right? I mean, you help people with that stuff.
Yes, 100%. Thanks, Gareth. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Jaco.
Yeah, I think the first thing I wanted to say, it's just Jaco. I can't share my Sotho name because apparently I cried a lot when I was small. So we'll just skip that one because I'll never live it down.
Do you really have do you have a Sotho name?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
As everybody that grew up in the Free State, but I won't share it because Bakabantu won't leave me alone. So,
all right. All right. Very good.
We'll just move on from that one. Yes, Gareth. I mean, I think, every now and again we get reminded of how important data is, and then people get complacent and forget again. You know, if you take what happened last year in June in KZN as well, not that we're picking on KZN, but there were a lot of businesses that for a while couldn't access their business they weren't allowed to go there.
Right.
Some places got cut off. And I think as we move into, continuously, everybody says data is the new gold, but sometimes we don't treat it like that. You know, like if we have an actual piece of gold, or a winning lottery ticket, it would go into the safe right now. But with our data, I think we tend to be quite complacent. I mean, everybody yeah. has a piece of data on a laptop that they know that's not getting backed up, that's probably taken them 10, 20 hours to complete. And if they lose that, it's not just that little piece of data that gets lost. It's all of that work that you have to redo, et cetera, et cetera. And the reality is a couple of years ago, it was a bit more complicated to do backups because it was like quite archaic. You had to have literally that backup tape drives where they did stuff like that. Now you can do it via an application. It's an app, and you install it, and every day you get a report to say, listen, everything's cool, all your data got backed up, or listen, you need to look at this.
We've come such a long way, and I mean, I'm glad you brought this up, because I remember when I got my first iPhone, used to have to back it up to a computer, and then but it would take a long ass time as well. It would be like a good half an hour, maybe to 3 hours. It could be if you had like a lot of pictures or numbers or whatever on there. And if you didn't back it up and then you lost your phone, you were screwed. Now, of course, thanks to businesses like yours at Catalytic, you guys give us access to the cloud, so we can just upload. And the machines do it themselves. You don't even have to press a button. It's like automatically set to update every, uploads a whole copy every month or whatever.
So you can do incremental on a daily basis, and then maybe like let's say once a week or whatever your requirements are, depending on how sensitive the data is, you can do a full copy. Mm. So you have multiple instances, and exactly like you said. Now, if you just think about the amount of data that we're generating, everybody generates documents, photos, all kinds of things every day. So that it's just exponentially, the amount of data that we generating is not getting less, it's getting more and more. And I think, we've got to sit and see how much we value that data. So I was sitting last week with Eben, one of our financial guys, and he built a serious spreadsheet with annual budgets and stuff like that. And it's just on his local PC. And I said to him, Eben, and now if your laptop had to get stolen or falls over, he says, no, I'm resigning. I'm leaving. I'm not even doing it again. We understand the implication, but, we get complacent and we don't, don't just make the problem go away.
I think about like a couple of months ago when I was at that dinner and my car was broken into. and they took the wrong bag, but my laptop was in the other bag. I could have lost everything. I haven't backed this thing up. I'd be in big trouble.
And what would happen when that happens, Garrett?
Big trouble. And then, because you think about it, the insurance can always get you a new machine, but you can't get the information you had on that machine. And those emails. Can you imagine?
I heard a story about a state agent somewhere in Sandton who's been in the game for like 23 years, and they stole a laptop with all of her contacts and all of her, literally. It's a lifetime of work just gone, you know. So, and it's such a simple thing, you know. It's not even expensive.
Yeah, and I mean,
it's not even a big ticket item. It's just find a solution and make it go away.
So we mentioned the flooding in KZN, but you know how many times people's electronic goods get taken out by lightning strikes, and whenever there's a thunderstorm, it ruins like thousands and thousands of computers, and those things are fried. You can never get the information back off of them once that happens.
And you know, Gary, that's just the thing. You and I talk about these things a lot. You know, we just repeat the same things over and over. We're in stage load shedding today. Mm-hmm. So now when the power goes off, the mobile networks are under strain. Anything that's wireless is under strain, and then everybody moans that the connectivity is bad. But we know why that happens. It's the same thing as, like you say, you know, in August we get thunderstorms, there's lightning, your devices get damaged. You know, it's like the same thing, but it's almost like we tend to conveniently forget what causes those problems. And again, all of those things that we're talking about, back up your stuff. That's all you need to do, is back up your stuff.
All right. So, I mean, technology sometimes clashes with regulators, and we see this happen, and there's always a debate, you know, how much regulation do we need? How much can technology regulate itself? But sometimes, obviously, these things clash. And you've got a pretty awesome example of that, because we talk to George often about these self-driving cars. But what actually happened in the States this week?
So I was actually sitting having a conversation about it today, because, you know, in South Africa, in the telecommunications space, the regulations is quite hectic. And before I go to that example, you know, there was an incident, let's call it an event on Twitter about a year ago, mm-hmm. where, you know, Elon Musk is doing the Starlink, where they're doing all of these low orbit satellites, and it's high frequency. And you go to a website and you order the service, and they ship you the dish, and you put it up and you point. But obviously, from a regulatory perspective, then somebody in some European country asked him, but what about the regulations? Because you don't have a license to operate in our country. And Elon Musk, he replied, he said, you can shake your fist at the sky, you know, like angry, shake your fist at the sky. So technology often trumps regulation. And I saw the funniest video of San Francisco where cops pulled out a driverless car. So there's a driverless car. You can see it's driverless because it's got all of those sensors all over the place. And then they pull over the car and there's nobody in the car. and then now they go. They don't know what to do. And the next minute the car takes off and then they shout at it and it stops.
Yeah.
So now the guy's like. So now there's three of them that gets out, and then, you know, now you can see the guys on the phone. He's now phoning his supervisor or whatever, because like there's nothing for us to do here. So it was the funniest thing for me, and it's just a reminder for me that you know, technology often moves a lot quicker than the pace of regulation.
Yeah.
And I think for all of us, we want to move with technology. We don't want to wait for regulation. Regulation is way too slow.
And, you know, the regulations made up by politicians are sometimes the slowest ones to catch on anyway. All right. So you've got a show on later on this morning. We will all be listening. That is Unbundled with Jaco Voigt and Catalytic. Make sure you don't miss it later on today. It's always good to see you, man. We'll chat to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jaco.
See you later.
To have you on.
Hi, Jaco.
Very nice. CliffCentral.com.